General Petraeus, you famously and rhetorically said to a journalist, tell me how this ends, about the Iraq War back in 2003. Do you think this ceasefire, tenuous as it seems to be, is likely to bring the Iran war to an end in the next 2 weeks?
Very uncertain, Anderson. In fact, I think the real question that is begged right now is whether when it is finally ended, Iran clearly will be weaker militarily, but could they actually end up in a stronger position strategically? And the situation with the Strait of Hormuz suggests that that is possible. They can use that leverage not only to get America to seek this temporary ceasefire, which I suspect will be extended for a period of time. The negotiations can't conclude with the parties as far apart as they are. You know, compare the 15-point plan we put forward and the 10-point plan put forward by Iran, and there are numerous items on the Iranian plan that there's just no way we can accept. Removal of all U.S. forces, right to enrich, right to control the Strait of Hormuz, and apparently they're even going to charge in cryptocurrency to navigate the strait. I mean, they want to turn this into their Panama Canal. So there's a lot of very tough negotiating that's going to have to take place. But you do see the leverage that Iran is able to wield by this control of the Strait of Hormuz, and it could lead to President Trump insisting that Prime Minister Netanyahu cease operations in Lebanon. In fact, I think one reason why you saw such intense operations today was Israel taking advantage of whatever remaining time they have to degrade Hezbollah as far as they can. And they have done a great deal of that to ensure that they can't threaten Israel the way that they have in the past.